There are 22,000 children in Seattle who rely on school bus drivers for transportation. The drivers aren't employed by the school district. They're employed by a company called First Student. Last summer, more than 450 bus drivers in Seattle voted to unionize, and that meant Teamsters Local 174 and First Student started negotiating the very first contract for the drivers. But those discussions haven't gone well, says Patty Warren of the local Teamsters Union.
We've been in negotiations since July. We currently do not have a contract. We have taken a strike authorization vote, and there's a very serious possibility that we will have a strike.
The drivers and the company are negotiating over wages, health, and retirement benefits. First Student is headquartered in Cincinnati. A company spokesperson didn't respond to multiple requests for comment. The Seattle School District pays First Student $27 million a year for transportation service. That includes First Student providing the yellow school buses. The district is not involved in the labor negotiations, says Seattle School's spokesperson Teresa Whipple.
They keep us apprised of the progress of their labor negotiations with their drivers.
She says the company has not alerted the district to any red flags that have occurred during negotiations. Per its contract with Seattle School District, the bus company must provide replacement drivers in the event of a strike. First Student and the drivers head back to the bargaining table for 3 days starting Wednesday. Florangela Davila, KPLU News.